Look, this is another major step forward. This piece of legislation is about trying to ensure that the insurance companies aren't pocketing the savings that they are making from the reduced awards that we legislated for about 2 years ago. The amount of awards now that insurance companies are paying out are about 40% lower than what they used to be. And the whole point of that was that that money should go back into the pockets of customers through lower premiums. That isn't what's happening. We know that for business customers, the premiums are increasing. We know that for motorists, last year, their premiums only went down on average 2%, yet insurance companies raked in profits of 176 million euro. That has to end. And my legislation is about providing transparency, forcing the insurance companies to show how euro for euro the savings that they made has been passed on to the customer as they promised us many years ago. And that's hopefully what we are now going to see when this legislation goes through the next number of stages.
And it's hopeful now that it'll progress in the new year?
Yeah, the committee unanimously agreed after scrutinising this legislation where we take in experts and listen to all of the different opinions. And we did that over a period of about 7 months. They've unanimously agreed that this legislation now should go before the committee in the new year. So along with my colleagues, I'll be pushing this now for an early sitting in the new year and hopefully finish committee stage and then go on to report stage and try and get this legislation passed so that we hold these companies to account and get premiums reduced for people, whether you're a motorist, whether you're a homeowner, whether you're a business person or a voluntary organisation. The premiums are far too high in this country, and this is part of my campaign to reduce premiums and end the rip-off that we're seeing for far too long.
Any help at all at the moment for the homeowner or for the motorist to help with the cost of living as well is very welcome.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the insurance companies came to us and they says, look, they wanted us to legislate so that awards would be reduced. We did that. The judicial, the judges did the same. They did their part. What they didn't tell us is that they were going to pocket that money. That money should be in the pockets of individuals today. It should be in the pockets of voluntary organisations, whether the GA or a sporting organisation, or indeed businesses across our state. That's not what's happening. And look, it's never more needed now than at a time of high inflation and cost of living. So that's what the idea is behind it. That's why all of my colleagues on the Finance Committee agreed that this legislation should progress. And I just hope now we can all work together and try and get this through as quickly as possible in the new year.